Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, August 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed day on Wall Street to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 358 points, closing at 27,791. The S&P 500 was up 9 points, but the Nasdaq fell 42 points. Several bellwether stocks led the Dow and S&P 500 higher. Boeing added 5.5%, while Caterpillar rose 5.2%. Investors are also weighing whether executive orders signed by President Trump over the weekend will go into effect or spur more debate in Congress. They include providing $300 a week in additional payments to the unemployed. Both administration officials and Democratic negotiators have been calling for a return to the bargaining table to draft a broader coronavirus relief package. The Eastman Kodak stock roller coaster continued today. Shares fell 28% to $10.73 a share. Kodak traded as high as $60 a share recently after a $765 million loan to the company to make pharmaceutical ingredients was announced. That's been put on hold. The deal has come under congressional and regulatory scrutiny. And shares of Twitter rose 0.8%. The Wall Street Journal reports the social media company has had preliminary talks about potentially combining with the video sharing app TikTok in the U.S. We have more details on today's market activity and market analysis at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.